This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess this country really likes the whole white, black, left, right, up, down, you know, these opposites, per se, and these extremes. And the... with it comes, obviously, divide, obvious turmoil. And I'm more of a centrist, moderist, make some sense. But trust me, on some issues, I'm going to be like, no, 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 no. You're not going there. You're not touching that. I'm going to support this side or I'm going to support this other side. Well, our education has been at the forefront of a lot of this controversy. You think it wouldn't. You'd think politics would just be politics. But sadly, politics eats its way into the economy. It eats its way into our healthcare industry. It eats its way into religion. Shouldn't. But public officials say, sorry, you can't open. You can't, you know, let people come in. Well, there it is. Then it's into our religion. It's into so many aspects of what we do that into our sex, that we can't escape it. But education was supposed to be, you know, where our kids are going to school. Education is supposed to be a time for us to learn, expand our minds, question, process, and come up with new ideas. The reason why colleges, medical schools, a lot of the STEM subjects have research is because you're supposed to come up with a question, a hypothesis, and then you're supposed to evaluate it, test something, and see if it works. And then you present your research. Now, I'm not stupid. When I was in medical school, I would have read some research. I would have suggested something, and if it wasn't necessarily a part of the grain, I got chewed out. Remember I told you in the 90s I found a study saying postmenopausal estrogen could be linked to heart disease? And everybody yelled at me in the room, oh, no, 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 that's just one study. And then it turns out in 2002 with the Women's Health Initiative, they found postmenopausal estrogen to affect women's hearts. Had to stop the study. So research, whether it's in school or any sort of educational atmosphere, is there to allow you to question, investigate, reaffirm. But apparently in schools these days, you don't get to do that. Not for every topic. And apparently what has made some headlines is a professor at Portland State University, a Portland State philosophy professor, quit. Because this is a very public letter saying the school is becoming a social justice factory that drives intolerance of divergent beliefs. He also says students and staff have retaliated against him for challenging opinions. Isn't that where this is supposed to happen? Apparently, they did a Title IX investigation. Title IX investigation happens when you are accused of sexual misconduct or misconduct where you are either discriminating or affecting a student's rights. How is your philosophers, that's what they do. Nobody should have a title. Nobody should Title IX. I mean, that is, let me actually give you guys some of the breakdowns. And I don't know so much about his, let me pull up, hold on a second. Nobody should Title IX, but what I'm saying is a philosopher philosophizes. That's what they do. I've had some philosophy friends. Title IX is supposed to prevent anybody on the basis of sex to be excluded in participation, denied the benefits of, subject to discrimination under any education program, or actively receiving federal financial assistance. So Title IX also includes sexual harassment. I wonder if Title IX would also include turning somebody away who doesn't want to inject their body with a vaccine. I'd like to find out about that. But going back to this philosophy professor, he's 55 years old. He says he's stepping down because the university had made intellectual exploration impossible. And its only inputs were race, gender, and victimhood. And whose only outputs were grievance and division. And he says that the college failed to protect him from harassment and even unfairly investigated him as the college turns into a social justice factory. Now, I'm not here to talk about, you know, what he might have done or what, you know, what were some of the politics that happened. And trust me, academia is a blood sport. But I have witnessed, because students have told me, that they can't have a different point of view. They can't challenge narratives. They can't investigate. They can't have an opinion. And so Peter Boghossian quit. And he's included his letter, and you can read it, it's online. But I'm kind of concerned, because my kids go to college. And one is STEM, he's engineering, the other one is probably going to STEM. And, you know, they love their classes, classes are great and all that. But they're not going to probably bring up their opinion too much. I did once. In class, I was taking an evolution class, and I think I brought up something. I asked about creationism and how does, you know, I forget what I asked. I mean, you would think if I took an evolution class, obviously it wouldn't follow the same thread as creationism. But I didn't get chewed out. The professor was really nice. You know, I was still able to learn, but now you start to bring things up. Yeah, you know, it's like you're afraid to. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're taking your calls, your questions, your comments. On Twitter, you can also reach us at Dr. Dahlia, Facebook Dr. Dahlia Show, or call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. T writes, had the Rona, got the shots, so we're probably crawling with antibodies. Would we even need a booster? What are your thoughts? So I wrote T back. Okay, the booster. I was on CBS Miami yesterday talking about the booster and the confusion that has gone on in terms of White House saying we could get the boosters starting September 20th if we're at the 8-month mark of our second dosing. Yet, if you're older, immunocompromised, just go ahead and get the booster. But really no guidance on if you're a Pfizer vaccine recipient, can you mix and match? Can you get the Pfizer? Can you get the Moderna? Is the Moderna going to be ready? Is the Johnson & Johnson going to be ready? So a lot of confusion, such at the FDA and CDC. I heard some people quit over it. Had asked the White House to stop it, slow the roll until they could at least get some more guidance and be able to make the call. But sadly, coronavirus has been politicized throughout this whole thing, and it looks like that's not stopping. So, you know, T writes, look, I've had COVID. I've had the two shots. Is it enough? Well, remember I told you guys a couple weeks ago that there was a study, a pre-printed study, meaning it hasn't been, shall we say, peer-reviewed yet, but it was a study where they looked at 673,676 fully vaccinated individuals who did not previously have COVID, so virgins or naive, shall we say. They call it naive. 62,883 unvaccinated, but previously affected by COVID. And then 42,000 individuals who had previous COVID and one vaccine. And when they analyzed the data, they found that there was a waning natural immunity against the Delta variant, but those vaccinated were still at a close to six-fold increased risk for breakthrough infection, seven-fold increased risk for symptomatic disease. Those who had COVID plus a vaccine had some of the best protection. So natural immunity appeared to last longer and give stronger protection than those who were only vaccinated. They also felt those individuals with both natural immunity and vaccine appeared to be the highest protected. We've seen other studies that suggest vaccines produce better immunity than the COVID infection. So, according to NYU, there was a study that looked at the sera of vaccinated individuals. They looked at antibody titers. So, if you had the Pfizer shot, if you had the Moderna shot, if you had the Johnson & Johnson shot, and if you just had COVID, they looked at your antibodies. The Pfizer and Moderna antibodies were a lot higher than those who were convalescent or those who recovered from COVID on their own, and those who had Johnson & Johnson. So I personally believe that everything helps, and I am not going to undermine the ability of somebody's natural immunity. I'm not going to underestimate that could play a very significant role. But the question we keep getting asked is, why the hell isn't it enough then? Got the two vaccines. I got COVID. What more does this government want from us? Are they going to now mandate boosters? Probably. If they're going to mandate the two-shot regimen, they're probably going to mandate boosters. Well, the U.S. public health officials' goal is to keep people out of the hospital. And they don't believe the shot hurts. So, whether you had COVID or not, get the shot, play it safe. You'll be extra protected. But that's not the attitude they're doing. The attitude is, I don't care if you had COVID, you get the vaccine. That's a much different message. Me as a doctor, if I was, you know, running the FDA and the CDC, I'd be like, look, guys, it all helps. The risk factors or the risks of taking the vaccine far outweigh the risk of COVID. We have these new variants. We don't have new COVID shots. If you want the booster, we have it. If you don't want the booster, no big deal. We will donate it to some of these poor countries that don't have booster shots. We're not going to fine you. We're not going to fire you. We're not going to vilify you. That's what I would do if I was in the FDA, but that's not what's happening. So I would think logic would dictate two doses of the vaccine plus previous COVID would protect you pretty darn good. But here's the caveat. If you had previous COVID, wild-type COVID, you probably have antibodies. I hope they last. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Everybody's different. But it would be the older version, the wild type, whatever you were infected with. I can't say that you're good for Delta or you're good for Mu. Have I seen people get COVID twice? Yeah, I have. So we know you could get infected with COVID twice, or maybe it reactivates. I don't know where the science is yet on that. But we do believe you could get a separate infection. We do believe that vaccinated individuals can still end up in the hospital. Look at Oscar De La Hoya. I know a vaccinated individual who died of COVID. So we know it doesn't make you completely immune. But the other thing that makes this question a little tricky is we don't know who's been exposed to COVID. I never had COVID, thank God. But maybe I had antibodies. Early on in the pandemic, when I was donating blood, my antibodies were negative because the blood, Vitalant, you know how Vitalant and Red Cross were checking antibodies. But then one day I was a little feverish. I lost my sense of taste and smell very temporarily. Felt fine a couple days later. Nobody's around in my studio, so I was isolating and doing telemedicine from home. Again, I'm not around people. So it's okay. And so maybe that was my COVID. But symptoms seemed like it for very mild. But because it was so mild, when I donated blood a month or two later, still no antibodies. So some of us might not just produce an antibody response despite having COVID. Or we have COVID, we make antibodies, and they don't last. Or we have COVID, we make antibodies, and they do last. And they're strong. And they protect you. What the government should be doing, rather than mandates and rather than demanding and doing everything that they're doing, is have a blood test. If you guys don't want to get the vaccine, do the blood test. Remember for college, they had that recommendation where if we just need proof of immunity, so you could show us the titers, or you could show us that you got the vaccine. I like the titers better because you could get a vaccine and who knows what it does to you. I mean, obviously, some of these people that got the vaccine, it didn't help. So I like the idea of there's some honest-to-God proof that you have titers. Now, there's a couple different tests available for other infectious diseases, which I don't think have been perfected when it comes to COVID, but many of the titer tests are you either have them or you don't. The argument with COVID is you can have them, but it's just not enough. So then come up with a scale. Remember we talked about qualitative versus quantitative? Qualitative is yes or no. Quantitative is how much. So then come up with a quantitative test and a range. And if somebody does a blood test and they come within the range, leave them alone for a while. But the reason why that's not working, number one, is the tests are expensive. Number two, people don't want to draw blood. But number three is you might have titers now, but then it might wane. You know, when you get your hepatitis B vaccine, those titers last. When you get the chicken pox, those titers last. These antibody titers from COVID might not last. So if I have good titers, let's say today, that might not really exemplify what my titers are a month from now or 2 months from now. But then again, neither does the shot. When you get the vaccine, your titers might not last. So the government has to decide what is their goal. Is that they want people to have antibody titers, or is that they just want to control and do it as easily as possible and just say, you know what, just everybody listen to us and get the vaccine? Because obviously there's not a lot of people on board still. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
75% of adults in the United States have now received at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose. The CDC updating the vaccination rate on Tuesday, adding that just over 64% of adults are fully vaccinated against the virus. The State Department continues to work on evacuating American citizens and Afghan allies who helped the United States in the war in Afghanistan. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan criticizes President Biden for not doing more to get Americans out of the country.
You don't go vacation in Delaware. You don't go campaign for Gavin Newsom next week. You focus on the fact that there are still Americans left behind in Afghanistan, and that should be the number one focus of this administration.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the number of Americans stranded in Afghanistan remains unclear. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration is requesting billions of dollars from Congress in disaster aid.
The White House is requesting around $24 billion in emergency aid from Congress to assist in the recovery from recent natural disasters. Officials said that about $14 billion of their requests would address disasters and extreme weather from the past 18 months, and an additional $10 billion would be needed for the response to Hurricane Ida. The Biden administration is asking for the disaster funding to be included in a continuing resolution needed to be passed through Congress before the end of the fiscal year on September 30th to avoid a government shutdown. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The federal government is on track to possibly default on the national debt next month. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi noting raising the debt limit has traditionally been a bipartisan action following a warning from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. Pelosi saying a failure to do so could jeopardize the nation's credit rating, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Gerard does not want to come on air. He says that if Gavin Newsom wins the recall election, he is leaving California. And he's asking, should he come to Nevada? And if not, where should he move? All right. Yeah, I don't know it's going to be very interesting to see what happens September 14th with the recall election and the mail-in ballots and the little dots openings and some of these ballots that allow people on the outside to see your vote. It is just one hell of it's a cluster after a cluster. But thank you for asking about Nevada, because I live in Nevada. And Nevada, I like Nevada because it's close to California. I was born in California. I miss the ocean. I don't want to be very landlocked. And so I love that I could be at the coast in 3 hours and 45 minutes if I hold my pee and, you know, I dodge some speed traps. I love the fact that 4 hours from now I could be on the beach. And I like that. I like being that close to the water. California is one of the most beautiful states. It is. It's a shame people talk bad about it because of the politics. It's just such a beautiful state. It is. I like being close to California. I do. Now, if you're trying to escape California to come to different politics, Nevada parallels California a lot in the South. North might be a little bit more conservative, the South maybe more liberal, just because larger cities versus smaller town, and Northern Nevada's mining and skiing and, you know, a lot of those industries, whereas Southern Nevada is more tourism and sports and clubs and all that. So, I mean, it's definitely fun. Nevada, I love living in Nevada. The weather, yeah, it's hot. I mean, we still are in triple digits where I'm at right now, but we don't, thank God, have hurricanes. We don't have earthquakes. We don't have super snowstorms. I'd like to see some snow, to be honest. But, you know, so it's relatively safe from a natural disaster standpoint. We do, however, you know, rely on water, and we might have some water restrictions. So some people thinking about, well, should I move to Nevada? I don't know what the water restrictions are going to be. I think we're already starting to rip out grass in non-park areas. Decorative grass, I think, is getting ripped out. We're going to probably have to start having rolling water outs where we use less water during certain times of the day. Who knows, there might even be sanctions. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see what happens with that. But, you know, the politics, Nevada parallels California a lot because much of our tourism industry depends on California. Northern Nevada, Reno, Tahoe, a lot of Californians come in. Even though we have a lot of Idahos and Wyomings and Coloradans and Utahs come in, you know, still California is our biggest pipeline. So, like the time change. When we wanted to consider time change, and I think we did put it through the legislature to, end the twice yearly daylight savings time changes, we had to make sure we were still in alignment with California. Even though I prefer daylight standard time more, because California had voted for year-round daylight savings, we had to follow that. So if you do end up coming to Nevada, you might start to see similar California. Prices are going up, you know, but the food is great. I like a lot of the people. I love the fact that we have the Vegas Golden Knights. I love the fact that we have the Raiders. You know, our college, hopefully sports are going to improve. I went to UNLV and UNR. Our college education system, I love our colleges here. I got great education at UNLV and UNR. And I didn't have to, you know, take out hundreds of thousands of dollars of student loans. I think we need more hospital beds. Our hospital beds, you know, fill up pretty quickly. You know, so if you have, and this was another question I was given, if you have major medical issues, would you come to Nevada? We have some of the best doctors in the country. I think our doctors are phenomenal. I think a lot of our nurses, our ancillary staff, amazing. We have amazing nurse practitioners, PAs, but we do not have a lot of hospital beds for the droves of population coming in. And so with that, if you are, let's say, comfortable with the Mayo Clinic in Arizona, or Rochester, or you like your UCLA doctors. You got to kind of keep that in mind, you know? So, interestingly, there's a study. Oh, by the way, in terms of where you should go if you do leave California, it depends on your job. If you have the type of job where you can work remotely, then just go to a place where you don't have to spend that much money. You're going to have to save up money. To me, it's really about the money, and it's about being able to retire. So if you don't have to spend twice on rent, don't. If there's some real cheap rent in some beautiful rural Wyoming, you know, or rural Colorado or rural Nevada, and you still have access to internet and you have access to everything you need and still close enough to a hospital, I would say go there. But save money. Very easy to look up nearby churches, nearby schools. I think with school districts, people say, oh, the school district's horrible. I don't like making those gross analyses because I went to 12 different schools and multiple different school districts because my parents moved a lot. And it was really the teacher. You could have a good teacher, you could have a bad teacher. I was told by students, and I'm not saying this to brag or anything like that, but I was told by students that I was one of the best teachers they've ever had because I learned their name, I cared, I spoke with them. I've taught in many different venues. Wherever I go to teach is me. So the district or the university or the medical school, that's another entity. Now, can a medical school try to, you know, interfere with the way somebody teaches? They shouldn't, but they can. But the students figure that out. So, you know, in terms of, well, I want to find good teachers, they could be anywhere. And sadly, it could change every year. But this is an interesting report. We have a ranking of the world's 37 best cities in 2021. And I guess this is from Time Out. I guess they have a 2021 World's Best Cities Index. It combines progressiveness, acceptance, sustainability. So based on that, if that's, you know, if those are definite concerns where you want to make sure that you're in an area that's going to be progressive, accepting of you, sustainable, number one was San Francisco. Number two was Amsterdam, beautiful cities. Number three was Manchester, England. Four, Copenhagen. Then five was New York. Then came Montreal, Prague, Tel Aviv, Porto, and Tokyo, rounding out number 10. Then came L.A., Chicago, London, Barcelona, Melbourne, Sydney, Shanghai, Madrid, Mexico City, and Hong Kong. Then, number 21. Now, these are the world's 37 greatest cities. Not sure why it's 37. Why don't come up with 50? Anyway. Lisbon, Boston, Milan, Singapore, Miami, Dubai, Beijing, Paris, Budapest, and Abu Dhabi. And then 31 on down is Sao Paulo, Johannesburg, Rome, Moscow, Buenos Aires, Istanbul, and Bangkok. So, they look at the cities rated on eating and drinking, culture, nightlife, more emphasis on community spirit, environmental initiatives. Respondents shared how easy it is to do things like express themselves, make new friends, hook up with people, relaxing, discovering new things. So I want to talk about that. What should our cities be doing? And if a city is progressive and allows people to express themselves, why are some people feeling shut out in these same cities? Well, don't go away. We'll talk about this. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. EDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. L-I. So I bring up the concept of what makes a good city to live in. One is because we were asked by a listener. But number two, there's a lot of people moving. A lot of people shifting. In 2020, some of you said, you know what, let me stay put. I don't know who's going to buy my house now anyway. I don't know if my company's going to make me come back to work. Remember, 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And here we are, a year and a half later, going into almost our second year of this. And some of you are like, let's get out of Dodge. Politics are changing. Rules are changing. You might like what you see in some states, dislike what you see in others. Some people are really upset at Nevada because of mask mandates in schools. They might like everything else there is, but they might not like the mask mandate. Some people might be upset about the Texas abortion law. Some people might like the fact that their tax dollars aren't going to abortions. So it's mixed. And so obviously it's a very, very fluid time. And so when I see this timeout, index looking at what makes a city great right now, they highlight the need that people want to express themselves. They want to make new friends, hook up. They want to relax. They want to discover new things. Now, I parallel that. If somebody asked me what would make a good city to live in, one is that the community accepts you. That's huge. You cannot move somewhere and they go, you're a Jew. You're gay. You're Muslim. No, we have too many Hispanics here. You can't move to a community that's going to be doing some BS like that. And so the first thing to me for any community is making sure you're accepted. Now, I live in Nevada. We have a multitude of cultures, races. We feel pretty accepted. The problem is things are now changing in a lot of cities. You're not being accepted if you didn't inject yourself with a shot. All of a sudden, you being Native American, African American, white, Latino. Now, that might not be an issue, but your cultural decisions when it comes to your vaccine is. And I told you, as I'm licensed in Alabama and Mississippi and multiple states, I'm starting to see this trend of many non-whites not embracing the vaccine, you know, in certain areas. Which means you could go to a community, and if you are unvaccinated, you're not embraced. College is a community. When we give tours of college campuses, and students are with their parents, and the parents are like, ooh, that's nice, ooh, that's nice. And the parents are looking at the trees, they're looking at the security, they're looking at, you know, the curriculum. What are the kids looking at? Am I going to belong with these other kids? Am I going to date somebody? Am I going to be picked on? Am I going to have a group of friends? Well, what's happening now with colleges? Are you vaccinated? No, don't come on campus. So you could say you're as progressive as you like, but you know there's this inconsistency and this hypocrisy I'm seeing when somebody claims that they're being progressive and they are being accepting and they are being open. And it's your body, your choice. And it's, you know, you do you. Now, you're born this way. This is how you feel. This is what you believe in. Embrace who you are. Be strong. No. Wait a second. No. But you got to get vaccinated. You got to wear a mask. I mean, come on, people. You got to pick one. And then feeling like you could express themselves. Express yourself. Didn't Madonna do a song, Express Yourself? I would say, baby, put you down to the test. You know, you got to. That, anyway, so Madonna did a song. I forget the words to it, but Express Yourself was a part of it. We have been taught ever since we were kids to express ourselves. Dolly, speak up. Speak up. We can't hear you. Well, that wasn't a problem tip with me. I mean, maybe I spoke too loud. But you have an issue? Speak up. Let me hear you. What? Share. Share with the group. Remember, you'd pass a note to a boy. I like you. Do you like me? Teacher would be like, all right, Dolly, bring up the note to class. Let everybody see it. So then I had to, I would like fake read the note. I'm like, this is the best teacher we have at this school. The end. That was my note, teacher. Oh, all right. Well, sit back down, Dolly. Very nice. You really could do that. Honestly, if you ever get busted for that, now you have texting. But say, this teacher is way better than next period. My next period sucks. That would be a pretty good, but then the teacher grabs it and reads it. You got to kiss up. You have to kiss up. So expressing yourself, this is something that I believe in any community is imperative. If there's something wrong in your community, something's going on at the school, something is a safety hazard, let's say with a road, something is happening to your local church or temple or mosque, some decision is being made that affects your business, you should be able to express yourself. See, I agree with timeout. Community, being able to be open, accepting, expressing yourself. How many of us got to express ourselves when it came to the lockdowns? There was nobody to go to. Yeah, I was watching the school board meetings. The school board meetings are just very telling of how a lot of people don't feel necessarily the way the media likes to pretend people feel. And when you hear people crying about losing their business and devastated by these rules, and they're pleading on the microphone with a board of commissioners or a board of trustees, and the trustees just seem apathetic and still vote the other way, that's not the type of community people want. So have I heard that people were leaving Vegas? Absolutely. Have I heard that people left California? Yep. Are people leaving Texas? Yep. Are people leaving New York? Yeah. People are leaving New York because they aren't being heard. They're not being accepted. So I think, before anybody starts to get on their high horse and start to claim that they are progressive and they are for everybody and they are allowing people to express themselves and be who they are, it just seems to be one-sided that you could only express yourself if you're along the vein of the powers that be that are allowing you to express yourself. That's a problem. So if somebody wants to call a vaccine hesitant person concerned about things that happen to their family, mistrust of medicine and their demographic, somebody wants to call them an anti-vax and stupid and say they're not going to take care of them, that seems to be allowed and gets posted. But if you say, look, I have natural immunity, why can't I think about the vaccine? You possibly can be censured on social media. That to me is not community. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.